Chapter 2. Wealth, More Than Just Money. It is the heart that makes a man rich. He is rich according to what he is, not according to what he has. Henry Ward Beecher. For many of us, wealth is just about money. In reality, wealth is an all-encompassing phenomenon. And it is more than a concept. It has different dimensions, and only by understanding the different dimensions can you fully grasp the true concept of wealth. If creating wealth is a big struggle for you, it is probably because you have not yet understood wealth. So, why don't we clarify what it truly means right here and right now? The different dimensions of wealth. Wealth goes beyond the material realm. You may find this surprising, but wealth has various physical, mental, emotional, intellectual, psychological, and spiritual dimensions. Physical wealth. Physical wealth is what many people call the material aspect of wealth. It includes your physical health and financial wealth. You are probably already familiar with financial wealth, including your money, financial resources, buildings, cars, houses, furniture, devices, and other material assets. But that is just the tip of the wealth iceberg. Physical wealth is your physical health. If you are physically fit and healthy, you have physical wealth. Physical health is critical to creating and accumulating wealth because you cannot work to earn money and build your wealth without a healthy and functioning body and mind. Think of it this way. You may want to become a millionaire and own a digital marketing company, but if you keep getting sick, you will not be able to achieve your goal, right? So, your physical well-being is crucial to creating the material wealth you want. Moreover, physical wealth is important not only to create wealth, but also to enjoy it. What good is your success if you are lying in bed and cannot celebrate it? A healthy and active body is essential for creating and celebrating wealth. Spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth is related to your spirituality. Spirituality is a very relative term, meaning it can mean different things to different people. But if you dig deep into its various interpretations, they boil down to one thing: having a sense of purpose and direction in life. So, your spirituality is having a clear sense of purpose in life. To be spiritual, you must focus on discovering what you are meant to do. When you explore your spirituality, you get a sense of purpose in life. Your life becomes meaningful, and instead of spending your time doing meaningless things that appeal to you, you focus primarily on what drives you to create a healthier life. Spiritual wealth is about finding your spirituality and infusing it with a sense of passion, purpose, and motivation. When you are spiritually wealthy, you have clarity about your vision and mission in life. You know exactly what you need to do to live a fulfilling and thriving life that makes you happy and creates value for others. Let me share a story with you. President John F. Kennedy was touring NASA headquarters in 1961. During his tour, he came across a janitor who was busily cleaning the floor. Since it was late, the president asked the janitor why he was working so late. The janitor could have responded as most people would in this situation: "I'm cleaning the floor because that's my job." Or, "My supervisor asked me to work late today because that's my job," or something along those lines. Instead, he calmly replied, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon." His answer came as quite a surprise to President Kennedy. At the same time, it conveyed to him the janitor's dedication to his work and his clarity about his life's purpose. For this janitor, mopping floors was not a menial task. To him, it was doing his part to make it easier for the scientists, researchers, and astronauts to achieve their goals and improve the nation's economy. Every time I write about or hear this story, it is a wake-up call. It is a perfect example of the magic of spiritual wealth. This janitor was not rich in money, but he was rich in spiritual wealth, which gave him the greatest satisfaction and fulfillment. Emotional wealth. When we talk about wealth, we tend to overlook its emotional aspect. Emotional wealth refers to being emotionally wealthy. It is about your ability to feel and experience your emotions and to regulate them effectively. When you are emotionally wealthy, you can distinguish between healthy and unhealthy emotions. You also know how to deal with intense emotions that can become overwhelming and disturb your mental peace. Emotional wealth also equips you with the ability to cultivate healthy emotions that you can use to your advantage. Having emotional wealth allows you to connect with and understand your emotions. There are many ups and downs in life. Each time adversity hits you,